grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Hear God's holy word as it is recorded in the letter to the Galatians. In the 6th chapter, we read there from verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and all his apostles, especially for the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the Galatians. Now let us be attentive. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that he will lead and guide us and strengthen us in the faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, now and forever. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it is a clear thing for anybody that in this world the rule holds true. Whatever you put in, you get out. High investments should bring high returns. Now, we know, of course, also that these rules have exceptions. And not only because of the high investments from the African bank, which means bank, it did not help to have a whole lot of investments. It went wrong. Sometimes you think it is a good idea at that time, and the results are so poor that at the end they said, how could I have been so stupid to invest so much in such an obviously bad idea? Well, our apostle writes some very short and pertinent sentences here, which are also general rules, which hold true. One is, do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. Well, there's no way around it. And only a fool denies that God is there and will see to it that his will is set through. It is the height of foolishness to make your plans without God and to live as if God is not there. It is the beginning of all wisdom to fear God above all things and to live in fear of him and his commandments. Yes, a man reaps what he sows. No question about it. And still even God comes up with this frightful experience, really, that he says, why is it I have spent all my energy and love and all else on Israel? Why is it then that it has borne such bad fruit? If it happened with us, we could blame the worksmen. We could blame the tools or the situation or whatever. But God asks his people in Israel, what is it that I have not done to ensure the best crop? And look what has happened. Briars, weeds. This is not just limited to the Old Testament, my dear friends. Even in the New Testament, Jesus tells us of the example of the gardener who comes to his tree which he has planted and where he has sought fruit again and again, and lo and behold, only example of Jesus giving a curse, practically, on the fig tree which was not bearing fruit when he came to look for it. And the next day, that tree had withered and was gone. So, don't make a mistake. God cannot be mocked. He who put such an effort into your life, who has invested so much in you, he has got the right to expect dividends. We will hear it on Sunday, to whom much is given, much will be demanded. It is the law, that is the rule of God. Now, in this short passage, it is also very clear from our Lord that he says, through his apostle, that whoever sows to please his sinful nature will reap destruction. And the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. It is very clear an indication of the judgment according to works. And we should all remember that that is the law of our God. It is not just some old-fashioned idea, but rather he who knows how to do good and does not do it is guilty. And we all, even our small ones, learn the will of God from when we begin to learn anything. There is no question that in the end there will be this division. The ones will go into destruction, where we will have an excess of pain and gnashing of teeth, and on the other side you will have the ones enjoying the goodwill of the Father. That is why the Apostle Paul says here, so do not become weary of doing good. Do not stop halfway. Do not be like those people who fall out of the race because it's just too far. It is just too tough. It is just too hard. No, he says very clearly, let us not become weary of doing good. Rather do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. That is the law of your God. That is his rule, that is his regulation and demand for your life. Now, my dear friends, it is another thing which the apostle points us to, and that is that there is a good and a bad time. And he says, at another place, our Lord says, do good as long as it is day, because there comes a time when it is night and nobody will be able to do anything. There is a proper time, and there is a time when it is just too late. You remember those clever virgins who knock on the door after everything has been closed, and they say, please let us in, we now have oil. At the right time we didn't have it, but now we have. And he says, sorry, too late, the time has gone, I do not know you. There is something like an appropriate time, a proper time, when to do something and when not. It is part of wisdom to find out when is a suitable time and when not. These are the laws of this world, and it is the great disappointment of our Lord God, who sends his son Jesus, and who then weeps over Jerusalem and says, how many times did I re- reach out for you, to call you home, and you did not want, because you did not see the time when of your visitation. You did not realize the proper time, the good time. Now, the marvelous thing of our God, however, is that this great disappointment on his part does not lead to his absolute destruction of everything, but rather that he finds another way. And the other way which he has found is the way of the gospel. The way of how he gets his son Jesus Christ to ensure that there is not only some fruit, but lots of fruit. 30-fold, 40-fold, and even 100-fold. He finds this fruit in a desert, in a place where there is nothing to be expected. What is it? It is the bread from heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ feeds the multitudes there where there is just emptiness and vacuum, practically. He finds ways to glorify his name where people are silent by waking up the stones, that they will sing his praises. My dear friends, this is the God who changes hearts from being rock to solid flesh, from hatred to compassionate love, from not caring at all to merciful deeds, like we know from the Good Samaritan. My dear friends, it is the wonder of our Lord Jesus Christ that he changes people like us and makes them into missionaries of his goodness, kindness, and compassion for all people, not just my own kin, my own children, but rather also all those who belong to the family of believers, especially, but really to all people. It is a wonder of our God who says, and we heard that yesterday, without me, you can do nothing. But where you are in me, you bear lots of fruit. It is the wonder, the miracle of God's doing in us, making it light in our darkness, and granting that we do not lose the saltiness, but rather do exactly those good works to which he has called us. My dear friends, none of us is going to be saved by our own merits and the worthiness of our works. No, God saved us when we were still enemies. He forgave our sins when we were still caught up in the enmity towards him, turned against him. He changed us, he saved us, and has brought forth lots of fruit. Like Jesus says, do good works so that other people will see them and praise your Father in heaven. Not praise you, but praise Him. That is the direction of this. It is not as if it is for our own benefit or merit, but rather for the benefit and merit of others, that they will profit from it, from the good works, and that they will be uplifted and edified, and they will praise the Father in heaven. So you see, we are not saved by the law or by what we do, but the law remains. Go and do these good works. Do them because that is what your Father in heaven wants you to do. That is what He has called you to do. That is why He has created, saved, and sanctified you. And He's busy through you in this world. So do your work in the time He has given you. It is still day and it is not night yet. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless you and keep your hearts in His peace, now and forever. Amen.